Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company. Today, we're featuring tunes from two recent releases by guitar superstar Pat Metheny, a wonderful new release on OKA Records by the Bramford Marcellus Quartet with Kurt Elling, plus offerings from Keith Jarrett and Charlie Mingus. If you can, take a moment and let's have a listen to this.
Essa tinha de ser com você, havia de ser pra você, se não era mais uma dor, se não seria o amor, aquele que o mundo não vê, o amor que chegou para dar. Porque ninguém deu. Você que é feita Jesus, me deixa morar nesse azul, me deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonita demais, se ao menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fui só de você. Você sempre foi só de mim. E você que é feita Jesus, me deixa morar nesse azul, me deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonita demais, se ao menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fui só de você, você sempre foi só de mim, que eu sempre fui só de você, você sempre foi só de mim. De você, você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você, você sempre foi só de mim. Sempre
Tina de Se Con Voce, which is a Tom Jobin composition, performed there by the Bramford Marsalis Quartet with the voice of Kurt Elling, and it's from their new album on OKA Records, released in June, called Upward Spiral. You heard Bramford Marsalis tenor, Joey Calderazzo piano, Eric Reeves bass, and Justin Faulkner drums. The songs on that album were tested over a week's engagement at New Orleans' Snug Harbor before a three-day visit to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music to record the album. Bramford Marsalis said he chose the song Sotina de Se Con Voce because it hadn't been done to death. He said that he told everybody in the band to study Ellis Regina's version because he wanted them to sound authentic rather than generic. We'll be listening to more lovely tunes from that album throughout the programme today here on In The Moment. You're listening to In The Moment, featuring the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And today we're focusing also on two new releases by Pat Metheny on Nonesuch Records. In the last hour we heard from Kong Vu Trio Meets Pat Metheny, a wonderful disc of adventurous and at times experimental music. This hour we're going to hear tunes from an album released simultaneously, which is called Unity Sessions. These were actually taken from a film performance with the Pat Metheny Unity Group. The album comprises 13 songs composed by Metheny, one co-written by tenor free jazz legend Ornette Coleman and a stand-up by Ray Noble Cherokee. In 2013, for the first time since 1980, Metheny recorded with a band which featured the tenor sax, and the jazz luminary concern was Chris Potter, and the result was the Unity Band. The following year, 2014, they released their first record, which was called Kin on Nonesuch Records, and that was named as the best jazz album of the year in Downbeat Reader's Polls Awards. The group went on to tour more than 150 cities across the world, and at the end of the tour they went into a small Manhattan theatre to record a performance as live. This was released in 2015 as the Unity Sessions, and this year an album of the same name was produced. We are to hear from the Unity group, Chris Potter sax, Antonio Sanchez drums, Ben Williams bass, Giuliano Comasi, a variety of instruments, multi-instrumentalist, piano, fugal, horn, whistling, synth and vocals across the album, and this tune is called Roof Dogs.
Thank you.
Impassioned playing there from the Pat Metheny group and the tune Roof Dogs, which is on their new album Unity Sessions, released on Nonsuch Records. We'll hear another tune from the Unity Sessions later today on In The Moment. You're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. In addition to the Pat Metheny records, we're delving into a new release by the Bramford Marcellus Quartet with wonderful Swedish singer Kurt Elling. Bramford Marcellus says that the thought did at one point cross his mind that the album, which is entitled Upward Spiral, is quite melancholic, but he said so much of the beauty is in the melancholic material. Kurt Elling added that his thing is always about tailoring what he does to the vision and personality of the band. And Bramford's quartet is a real working band, which is both an incredible luxury, Elling said, and incredibly important for the music. Let's have a listen to a particularly beautiful offering. It's called One Island to Another.
From one island to another, winds shifting, currents cover the navigations, these separations, rowing home alone. A beach, a blazing fire, lighthouse eyes, nighttime desire. She walks alone, skips a stone from one island to another.
Thank you.
stunning waves of soprano saxophone playing there from Branford Marsalis, really letting it flow. And it's always interesting, isn't it, when you've got a solo instrumentalist, high-profile solo instrumentalist, and a high-profile singer working together. And I think that tune works extremely well. It's called One Island to Another, and as I say, it featured Branford Marsalis, soprano saxophone, Joey Calderato, piano, Eric Rivas, bass, Justin Faulkner, drums, and with special guest vocal stylings of Kurt Elling. Still to come on in the moment, more from Kurt Elling and Branford Marsalis, a fabulous tune from a seminal classic album by Charlie Mingus, and more from Pat Metheny's new release on Nonesuch Records, Unity Sessions. Now though, let's hear again from Keith Jarrett. I played a tune from his album Live at the Deerhead Inn last hour and in the moment. We're about to hear a tune recorded live in 1999 at the Palais de Congrès in Paris. This is with his Standards Trio, Gary Peacock on bass and Jack DeJohnette restored to drums. And bass player Gary Peacock said, "Playing free involves a tremendous amount of preparation. If you persist, you reach a point where you can give up the personal investment in how you sound, how good you are or how bad you are, and simply listen. That's the moment of the beginning of freedom. It opens up a huge space because then, in a sense, you're out of the way. You don't forget everything you've learned, it's just there. The essence of free playing doesn't distinguish between forms or what's so-called free jazz or standards or anything. It's just free to play." Keith Jarrett brought together his Standards Trio precisely under this aesthetic. He said that playing standard tunes was not at all the thing to do in 1983 when they formed. Jarrett's a self-described sceptic about all belief systems, including, oddly enough, his own, and he professes utter faith in the chemistry that makes his trio breathe as one. He said, "We're different people, and the alchemy we get when we play together comes from our separate natures." He said, "We've been together so long, and we understand each other's language and trust each other 100%. It's like we're watching kids grow up, and we're one of the kids. When we play, we're morphing more and more into what we could have been before, but we didn't know it yet." Well, those are the words of Keith Jarrett. Let's have a listen now to his music. This is a 1945 tune written by Dizzy Gillespie, and it's called Grooving High. Stunning playing there from the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio, Gary Peake on bass, Jack DeJohnette drums, and of course Keith Jarrett himself on piano, and a tune called Grooving High. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring several wonderful new releases, the Bramford Marsalis Quartet and Kurt Elling's Upward Spiral, which we'll hear from shortly, and two albums from guitar superstar Pat Metheny. Last hour we heard from Kong Vu meets Pat Metheny. This hour we're listening to tunes from Pat Metheny's Unity Sessions. Metheny's received 20 Grammy Awards in no less than 12 separate categories. He has set himself apart from the jazz mainstream, expanding and blurring boundaries, as his work with Kong Vu shows. And the tunes on this album, the Unity Sessions, are taken from a live recording following an extensive tour. Principally, they're live versions of tunes from two previous albums, Kin, 2014, and The Unity Band, 2012. Let's have a listen to a tune which is called This Belongs to You.
Thank you. That was the tune This Belongs to You, and you heard Chris Potter sax, Antonio Sanchez drums, Ben Williams bass, Julio Camarsi as a utility player on various instruments, and of course Pat Metheny himself on guitar. That's from a recently released album on Nonesuch Records called The Unity Sessions. We've also been hearing today on In the Moment from a wonderful new album by the Bramford Marcellus Quartet, together with singer Kurt Elling. Bramford Marcellus was born in 1960. He's mainly known for his work in jazz, but he also performs as a soloist in classical music projects. He studied originally at Berklee College of Music, and soon after graduating, toured Europe on the alto and baritone sax in a big band led by Art Blakey. He also played with his brother Winton in Blakey's Jazz Messengers and toured with Herbie Hancock, as well as guesting with stars such as Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie. In 1985, he joined Sting's band on his first solo project, The Dream of the Blue Turtles, and his quartet has worked consistently over the last 40-plus years. In June 2011, after working together for over 10 years in a band setting, Bramford Marcellus and Joey Calderazzo released their first duo album entitled Songs of Mirth and Melancholy on Bramford's label Marcellus Music. Here, they play together in the wider context of the quartet with singer Kurt Elling, so we're to hear a song called Long As You're Living.
Some of what he had to say, a message that he hoped would preach people who were throwing life away. He called it a philosophy, and that is why I pass it on to you, because it works so well for me and helps me get away from strife. I hope you'll listen carefully. They say the truth will set you free, and that's the way you want to be. Cause brother, this is your life. Long as you're living, always remember, time is for spending, but there's an ending. While you are sleeping, lifetime is creeping. Wake up and taste it, foolish to waste it. Simple and savor, all of that flavor. Long as you're living, long as you're living. Always remember, folks that are lazy are acting crazy. Better keep moving, keep on improving. You won't be hurried after you're buried. Live every minute, put yourself in it. Long as you're living, long as you're living, always remember, you'll never beat life.
Don't try to cheat life. All men are brothers. Do unto others. Love's for enjoying. Hate's for destroying. Never forget it, or you'll regret it. Long as you're living. One day I heard a prophet speak, and this is some of what he had to say. A message that he hoped would reach people who were throwing life away. He called it a philosophy. That is why I pass it on to you, because it works so well for me and helps me get away from strife. I hope you'll listen carefully. They say the truth will set you free, and that's the way you want to be. Cause brother, this is your life.
prophet speak, and this is some of what he had to say, a message that he hoped would reach people who are throwing life away. He called it a philosophy. That is why I pass it on to you, because it works so well for me. It helps me get away from strife. I hope you listen carefully. You say the truth was set you free, and that's the way you want to be. Is what the this is your life.
That's the Bramford Marsalis Quartet with singer Kurt Elling and a tune called Long As You're Living from their new album Upward Spiral on OKA Records, released in June 2016. And you heard Bramford Marsalis tenor sax, Jerry Calarazzo piano, Eric Revis bass, Justin Faulkner drums. And it's a fantastic record. I urge you to check out the rest of it. That particular tune, they don't really do a low-down dirty blues, do they? They're so polished, and Bramford Marsalis is such a liquidly brilliant player. They have a style all of their own, and I like it. That's almost it from In The Moment today. I hope you've loved the music as much as I have. Until we do it all again next time, do have a good week. For a final song, we are visiting a player who knew about dirty blues. It's the great Charlie Mingus, and we're in 1956. He was raised Charlie Mingus in Los Angeles, and he loved big bands, particularly Duke Ellington. And we're going to listen to an album which was something of a breakthrough for Mingus in terms of extended compositions. He'd already mastered vocabularies of bop and swing, and this shows him as a composer of boundless imagination, challenging conventions. He didn't tend to write down the charts for the album. He set up systems of notes that could be played and allowed musicians to work it out in a way that prefigures free jazz. The album's called, and I have to concentrate to say this, Pithecanthropus Erectus, which Mingus saw as the first upright human being, and a review in All Music said that it resembles paintings in sound, full of sumptuous tone colours learned through Duke Ellington, but also rich in sonic details that could only have come from an adventurous modernist. And Mingus plays with the sort of raw passion that comes with the first flush of mastery. Let's have a listen for ourselves. Charles Mingus bass, Jackie McLean alto sax, JT Monterose, not heard that often, fantastic tenor player, Mal Waldron piano, and Willie Jones drums. And this tune is called Love Chant. Thank you.
much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.